AMD was the first company to install multiple charging stations in Austin several years ago. Come to work and they plug in and get the charge.
This is your car?
This is actually my boss's car.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He let me drive it. It's pretty fun. So this is my boss's car.
Oh, yeah?
He let me drive it a few times. And so at first, we installed these charging stations and there was no electric vehicles yet on the road because they weren't available. But as they became more available, our employees saw that they could charge at work and it gave them the confidence they need to really consider an electric vehicle. And now we have a good problem of more EVs than charging stations. So we are going to be adding several more of these charging stations.
Eddie experienced the lovely Mopac traffic this morning himself.
Yes.
Yes.
So.
Not fun. Not fun. So.
Yeah, anything to help.
Right. Yeah, so we actually have a goal, a public goal here in Austin with the mayor to reduce our rush hour commutes by 20% by 2020. And AMD was one of the first companies that signed up for that. So these things you're seeing, all help out with that, as well as like shifting schedules, encouraging people to come in a little early and leave a little early, or come in a little later, leave a little later. Work from home, we have a telework program where people get trained on what kind of equipment they need, or managers get trained on how do you manage somebody remotely. These are all different ways that we can try to help people reduce their commutes, improve their commutes, while keeping business continuity. A lot of our engineering teams are over here in this building. The building you were just in over here has our CEO and a lot of our vice presidents. Different mix of teams, HR and marketing. Really a good blend across the campus. But as we start walking around, you can start noticing a couple things. So one thing is, like here, these awnings on the windows. These are they don't just look cool, they actually have a purpose, right? So what happens when the sun comes out, they reflect light up and into the workspace, and all the perimeter lights will turn off when it's sunny outside. If the clouds come in, those lights will turn on. So it's just one way that we can help reduce energy use. 100% of energy use to the campus is from renewable energy. West Texas wind energy. AMD's, we source a little over 50% of our U.S. energy from renewables.
Really?
Yep. You can see the roof shapes, like the butterfly roofs. Those exist to capture all the rain that falls on the campus, and it takes it to, at the time that we installed it, the largest rainwater tank in the world.
Wow.
Yeah, 1.2 million gallon tank that is underneath the parking garage over there. So it captures all the rain on the campus, takes it down to that rainwater tank, and then distributes it. About two-thirds of it goes to a chiller to help cool the campus, and one-third of it goes to plants, to irrigate plants. It's all native plants around here, so they need very little water. But they do need some water, and we actually can't use city water to water them. We can only use rainwater, so a couple years ago we had an awful drought of about 100 days with no water, and so our team hooked up the HVAC condensate, the water that drips out of the back of your air conditioner, and captured that and took it to all the plants to keep so they can stay alive even without rainwater just by using the water from our air conditioning.
So what about the investment cost?
Investment cost on building this campus, I don't have hard numbers, but essentially there's a slight premium to build. This is a LEED Gold campus, so LEED is Leadership and Energy Efficient Design. So it's just about as green as you can get. And there is some premium on doing that, but you recoup your cost in having a more efficient campus. So we've been here now, since 2008, so going on 8 years, so we have definitely recouped our investment in having more energy efficient buildings, water efficiency, all the fixtures are low flow fixtures. So these are things that will save us money a little bit over time and over
whole complex belongs to AMD or?
No. So AMD designed and had this campus built, and then a couple of years ago did a called a sale leaseback. So now we lease the space, and there's another tenant on another building down here. AMD is the largest occupant of this campus, 200 miles. So this is limestone that you'll find all across. This is abundant material in Texas, and there's a limestone quarry this came from, is about 100 miles away from here. So we tried to source local materials to help reduce the transportation required to bring everything here. So you can see all the native vegetation is still very beautiful. Drips it around the campus underneath mulch and helps to conserve water evaporation. Energy conservation, like there's smart building meters that tell us exactly how much energy is being used to the second. We can break that down by wing, by floor. We can see for lights versus air conditioning. And several years ago, there was a big spike in the electricity use really, really early in the morning, and we didn't know what was going on because the lighting system wasn't supposed to turn on until about 7. And so since we had that energy management, the system, we would never have caught that, right, if we didn't have this energy management system. So there's those high-tech kind of solutions, but there's also very simple things like our employee green team here on campus was looking at the garage and saying, this seems like there's a lot of light here, maybe more than we need. So we came out here with the facilities team, and they, took their light reader and said, yeah, you're right. In fact, it's probably overlit. So they just went around and have very sophisticated energy management to the most basic, we're just going to unplug things. And together it's made a big difference in terms of energy savings and cost savings. So this is, a day in the life of AMDers. We have, anywhere from labs to executive offices, and they come down here, enjoy a nice on-site cafeteria, fitness center, we have a gaming area. So this is where people can just relax and enjoy some of their a break from work. We even have an on-site Starbucks.
Starbucks.
Get that mid-afternoon jolt of coffee. So there's one place on campus where you can see the rainwater being collected, and it's right up here. It's this Star Trek looking device outside of the window. So the water falls on the butterfly roof, comes all the way down, and on a light rain, you'll see the first one or two of these funnels start to churn out water, and on a heavy rain, all those will be pumping out water. It's taken to the underground rainwater tank, which is a giant room, and it stores it there until it's pumped out across the campus for irrigation or to the chillers. Shit in our picture.
Maybe later. Is it for you to get?
For you, yes.
For me? Yes. What about you? No?
It's okay, I'll expense it.
It's really beautiful.
Yeah. Really nice. Half of our employees probably stay here and eat in. They've got all different kinds of food options every day. Everything from pizza to sushi. Mm-hmm. The interesting fact related to sustainability here is, so these are all separate tiles. So what happens is if something like spills, right, you just tear up a tile and replace it versus having to tear up a lot of the carpet. So just to help minimize waste. One thing that we added relatively recently, last year, is we were composting organic material in the kitchen for many, many years, but we recently switched all of our materials over to compostable materials. And now when people come up and then after eating their plate, their flatware, their forks and spoons, their cups, everything can go into compost. This gets turned back into dirt and can be used for gardens. Our employees actually get a discount on the organic mulch that comes from their lunch, right? So view of the rainwater openings, and then the garage in the background is where the rainwater tank is underneath that.
So which teams working in here?
At this campus?
Yeah.
You've got a little bit of everything. You've got a strong engineering community. Mark Papermaster's team is a large, mostly the B200. But you also have different corporate functions like marketing, HR, sales, corporate responsibility, public affairs, legal are all in, you know, B100. The room where, you know, Lisa Sue, our executives, will give our all hands meeting. Speak to the company about status of business each quarter.
Yeah.
And we can screen in all the other AMD campuses.
Yeah, of course.
Raja Kadori is speaking today.
Really?
Yep, today at 1:30 this afternoon. He'll get all his team together that's in Austin and conference in team members from Markham and other sites. Oh, let's go downstairs real quick.
Okay.
Hi, Martha.
How are you doing?
Great, how are you?
It's good to see you.
The fun kind of game area. Just hang out, relax.
Which one is your favorite?
I like golden tea, which seems like it's not on. But
there is no Street Fighter in here.
No Street Fighter here. No.
It should be here.
Should be here. It's a pretty popular game. That might be one of my favorites over there. Skee ball. We have some employees that want to have. Foosball, competitions, ping pong competitions. Popular bar game. What do we call this?
Shuffleboard.
Shuffleboard. And then after they relax, they can go work out. We have a fitness center that's available 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
Open to spouses and managers. This is our fitness center.
How's it going?
It's accessible by card anytime.
Mm-hmm.
And they have classes here, fitness classes on the back, aerobics, you know, personal trainers, massage. And AMD, you know, there's everything that can help with quality of life. Helps, makes good business sense.
But at this time, nobody in here.
At this time, nobody's here. It usually gets really busy in the morning and then right during lunch and afternoon, but you'll see some people in here usually throughout the day. Everybody's working hard right now.
Yeah.
At their desk. Got full locker room facilities, showers, lockers. And AMD encourages our employees to stay active. If they show that they're active, then they get discounts on their healthcare premiums, which makes a lot of sense for AMD as well. It's like going to get sick less. You're healthy, you're more effective at working.
This wall watch actually show a message, hey, it's enough to go back to work.
What do you think so far?
It's a great campus.
You like the campus?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. You want the kind of amenities that allow people to, you know, work hard and play hard. One of the things that we measure and work on, I talked about energy and renewable energy and then water. The other area is waste that we generate, trash. So several years ago, we looked at how much of that trash was being diverted from the landfill. It's being recycled or composted. And that number was about 25% for this mm-hmm. campus. And globally, we were at about 40%. Well, now we've flipped it. We're now sending most of our material to be recycled or composted. We're at about 75% globally.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of things like the composting that I was showing you in the cafeteria, but also like in the Starbucks,
mm-hmm.
the coffee grinds, all that get composted. If you go into the bathroom and you have paper towels
mm-hmm.
and you throw those in a bin, that all gets composted. So we're trying to get every piece that we can, keep it out of the landfill. there's a nature trail that our green teams helped build. Mm-hmm. Volunteers went out there, and it goes around the campus, and it's about 2.5 miles. Mm-hmm. It's really beautiful. You get back here and find the building. You can't see roads or buildings or anything. Have you ever been back there?
I don't know.
Get out of that stressful meeting and go walk it off. This little family of foxes that live back there that we've seen. That's a great wildlife. So Lisa's office is right up there. When AMD was working with the designer to build this campus, we clustered the buildings really close to each other, so we minimized the impervious cover, the amount of earth covered by concrete, by putting the buildings kind of close to each other. So there's a lot of open, beautiful land that surrounds us. And we made sure we worked with a local, it's called the Lady Wildflower Center, to ensure that where we did put the buildings, we tried to minimize, you know, more native, sensitive parts of the property. So this is, you know, one campus out of about 40 that we have. It's definitely one of our largest. But we try to take a lot of these best practices, like the rainwater collection, like renewables, and take those to some of our other sites. It's really it's fun to take partners, customers, new recruits here, show them around, show them a day in the life at AMD. We have a great culture here. We're founded on people first. Mm-hmm. You know, products and profits will follow. You know, something that manifests itself in our campus, in our product design, like around energy efficiency, our supply chain, a lot of the work we do there with our suppliers to make sure that now that we are not manufacturing our own products, that they hold the same type of bar for environmental and social responsibility. And so it's, and we are held to that same standard for our customers. So it's really important that, you know, AMD as a component partner, that we help connect the supply chain with our OEMs around some of these very important issues.